Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chillam. This week on the program, we're celebrating jazz singer Johnny Hartman, who would have turned 100 years old this week. Hartman's voice was somewhere between Billy Eckstein and Frank Sinatra, a rich baritone with an amazing ability to interpret a ballad. Yet despite his many musical gifts, his career never took off. However, he is still celebrated, thanks mostly to one iconic album with saxophonist John Coltrane in 1963, and because he was a favorite singer of a famous filmmaker. More on that later. Coming up, we'll explore parts of Hartman's entire recording career. It's the debonair Johnny Hartman, coming up next on Afterglow.
Candlelights on corner tables remind me of you. Perfume and silk stockings make me think of you. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart is wanes. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. This had to be the winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. How strange, how sweet to find you invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you claims these foolish things remind me of.
Johnny Hartman in 1964 with the jazz standard These Foolish Things, written by British songwriters Jack Strachey, Harry Link, and Holt Marvell. That comes from his album called The Voice That Is, released on the Impulse label in 1965, and recorded at the famous Rudy Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey, about a year and a half after he recorded his landmark LP, John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, there. Hank Jones is featured there on piano, along with Barry Galbraith on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, and Ozzie Johnson on drums. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the great love song balladeer Johnny Hartman in honor of his centennial this week. There's actually a bit of debate about Johnny Hartman's date of birth. He once told historian Leonard Feather that he was born in Chicago in 1926, but in actuality, he was likely born in Louisiana on July 3, 1923. His family moved to Chicago soon after his birth, following a similar path from the South to the North as many African-American families during the Great Migration. Details of his childhood are scant, mostly because he told conflicting stories to interviewers over the years. We know he sang in church and in his high school glee club. He may have won an amateur singing contest at age 17, earning a short gig with Chicago pianist Earl Hines, and he likely sang while serving in the Army during World War II, and he definitely sang with Earl Hines in 1947, when he was about 24 years old, cutting some of his very first records. An early inspiration for Hartman was singer Frank Sinatra, and you can hear a lot of Sinatra's romantic crooning style in Hartman's voice, especially in his early work. In fact, in one of Hartman's first solo recordings from 1947, he recorded one of Sinatra's early hit records. Let's hear that one now. This is Johnny Hartman in 1947 with I'll Never Smile Again on Afterglow.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that I to smile. up for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So I should care. I should let it upset me.
Two early tracks from singer Johnny Hartman. Just now we heard his ballad style placed in sharp relief against the bebop sounds of Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 1949. That was the song I Should Care. Before that, one of his first solo recordings for the Regent label in 1947. That was I'll Never Smile Again. It took several years for Johnny Hartman to become established as a jazz singer. He had the opportunity with Dizzy Gillespie, but never quite fit in stylistically with that band. In 1949, he recorded briefly for the Mercury label, making a few singles with the Jimmy Carroll Orchestra, as well as with pianist Errol Gardner and his trio.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember.
In the early 1950s, he was also briefly signed to RCA Victor, the same label that fellow baritone Billy Eckstine was signed to. His records on RCA pushed him in a more pop direction. He was one of the first singers, in fact, to perform the song Wheel of Fortune, which later became a hit for singer Kay Starr in 1952.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune, please don't pass me by. Let me know the man.
Hartman made only a few recordings in 1953 and nothing in 1954. However, in 1955, he was signed to the upstart jazz label Bethlehem, joining other singers like Chris Connor, Nina Simone, and Carmen McRae. Hartman's debut record for Bethlehem, titled Songs from the Heart and featuring Ralph Sharon on piano, was the singer's first solo LP and showcases his voice in all of its subtlety for the very first time. Let's hear two ballads from that album now. First, this is Johnny Hartman in 1955 with the song When Your Lover Has Gone on Afterglow.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely, lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has
champagne with a frown down in the depths on the 90th floor. And the crowds in all the nightclubs punish the parquet. And the couples at the bar, they clamor for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle's nest, down in the depths, on the 90th floor. When the only one you want wants another, what's the good of swanking cash in the bank galore? Why, my janitor and his wife, they have a perfectly good love life, and here am I, facing tomorrow,
alone in my sorrow. Down in the depths on the 90th floor.
Two songs from Johnny Hartman's first solo LP called Songs from the Heart, released on the Bethlehem label in 1955. Just now we heard the Cole Porter tune, Down in the Depths, and before that, the Einar Swan tune, When Your Lover Has Gone. Johnny Hartman expanded his sound for his follow-up album on Bethlehem Records, 1957's All of Me, the debonair Mr. Hartman. Instead of working with just a jazz trio, he worked instead with a full orchestra, featuring a jazz orchestra led by Ernie Wilkins on some tracks, and an orchestra of strings, woodwinds, and percussion led by Frank Hunter on others. The album also showcased Hartman performing a few up-tempo numbers, rather than his typical ballads. Let's hear two tracks from that album now. First, here he is with a ballad. This is Johnny Hartman in 1956 with the Alec Wilder tune, While We're Young, on Afterglow.
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before. My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne, near alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me she obviously don't adore me. Some get a kick in the plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea. That's nothing to do. Oh, but I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
Two songs from the 1957 album All of Me, the debonair Mr. Hartman. That was Johnny Hartman with I Get a Kick Out of You, featuring the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra, and While We're Young, featuring the Frank Hunter Orchestra. We'll hear more from Johnny Hartman in honor of his centennial after a short break, including his iconic work with saxophonist John Coltrane. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the work of baritone Johnny Hartman this hour. Hartman would have turned 100 years old on July 3rd of this year. In the late 1950s, Johnny Hartman had made a few LPs for the Bethlehem label, as well as an LP for the Roost label. But by 1960, Hartman had fallen off the radar, performing only sporadically at jazz clubs around the country. However, he had acquired a notable fan in the famous tenor saxophonist John Coltrane. Coltrane was a jazz superstar at this point, recording with Miles Davis on the legendary LP Kind of Blue, leading his own legendary sessions on albums like Blue Train and Giant Steps, and pushing jazz towards the avant-garde with his live set at the Village Vanguard in 1962. And now he was interested in recording ballads and wanted to feature Hartman on his next record. Perhaps Hartman had reminded him of his old mentor, the baritone Billy Eckstein. It was the first and only time Coltrane had ever worked with a singer, and Hartman was understandably nervous. But he was convinced by producer Bob Thiel, and so on March 7, 1963, the two headed out to Rudy Van Gelder's studio to record six songs. The result, the LP John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, is widely considered to be one of the masterpiece albums in vocal jazz. Critic Will Friedwald, who wrote about it in his 2017 book, The Great Jazz and Pop Vocal Albums, called it miraculous. Let's hear one of the tracks from that album now, which features Coltrane's tenor saxophone blending in with the end of Hartman's chorus. This is Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane in 1963 with Dedicated to You on Afterglow.
If I should write a book for you, that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. That showed the loveliness of you. my art would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you. To you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way. To you. Because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you.
From the iconic 1963 album John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, that was the song Dedicated to You. After the success of this album, released on the Impulse record label, Johnny Hartman was back on the map. And as a result, Impulse producer Bob Thiel signed him to the label. He would end up recording 4 more albums in total for that label over the next several years. 2 released on the more jazz-forward Impulse, and 2 released on their parent label, the more pop-heavy ABC Paramount. Let me play for you now a few tracks from his other Impulse and ABC Paramount albums now. This first one comes from his follow-up, the album I Just Dropped By to Say Hello, which features jazz greats like Hank Jones on piano and Elvin Jones on drums. This is Johnny Hartman with the little-known tune Kiss and Run on Afterglow.
You let me think that I'm your one big love. Then you kiss and run from me. Then you kiss and run. You hold me close and swear by stars above. Then you kiss and run from me. Then you kiss and run. You say you care and share my dearest dreams. Then without a word it seems we drifted apart. What did I do that you should act this way? Don't you know you've got to stay right here in my heart? So won't you remember that this crazy game isn't any fun for me? Isn't any fun? You've got to learn that I'm your all, your only one. Never kiss and run from me. Never kiss and run.
You say you care, and you share all my dearest dreams. Then without one word it seems, we drifted apart. What did I do that you should act this way? Don't you know you've got to stay right here in my heart? So won't you remember that this crazy, crazy game isn't any fun for me? No, it isn't any fun. You've got to learn that I'm your all, that I'm your only one. Never kiss and run from me. No, never kiss and run.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'd stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable makes me think that I'm unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Johnny Hartman in 1966 with the famous song Unforgettable that comes from his album Unforgettable Songs by Johnny Hartman, featuring the Gerald Wilson Orchestra and released on the ABC Paramount label. Before that, we heard him late in 1963 with the less famous song Kiss and Run from the album I Just Dropped By to Say Hello, released on the Impulse label in 1964. Johnny Hartman's albums for Impulse and ABC Paramount in the 1960s never gave him the fame or success anticipated after the release of the iconic LP John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. Despite making appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and on Sammy Davis Jr.'s television variety show, the musical world had simply changed too much. Black ballad singers of his ilk were no longer celebrated the way they were in previous decades. In the early 1970s, he made the move to the Perception label, a short-lived label that had recently signed other fading jazz stars like his former band leader, Dizzy Gillespie. He made two records for this label, most of which featured more contemporary songs. Let's hear one of those now. From the 1972 LP titled Today, this is Johnny Hartman with the 1968 song, I've Gotta Be Me, on Afterglow.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world, I'll never be lost. I've got to be me. I've got to be me. What else can I be but what I am? 'Cause I want to live, not merely survive. I won't give up this dream of life. It keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Dream that I dream makes me what I am. That faraway prize, world of success, is waiting for me if I just heed the call. I'll never settle down or settle for less. Long as there's half a chance, I can have it all. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. How can I be right for somebody else, and I'm not right for me? I've got to be free. Hey, I've got to be me. Daring to try to do what you do. I've got to be me. Look out.
Johnny Hartman in 1972 with I've Gotta Be Me, a song made famous a few years earlier by one of his friends, Sammy Davis Jr. That comes from the Hartman LP called Today. The last decade of Johnny Hartman's life was, unfortunately, marked with more obscurity, at least among the general public. He performed frequently for jazz aficionados in places like Boston, the Newport Jazz Festival, and in Tokyo, Japan. In 1976, he was featured on Alec Wilder's NPR program American Popular Song. He made two LPs in the 1980s, before his death in 1983. His final one, titled This One's for Teddy, was dedicated to his wife of over 20 years. However, his second-to-last album, titled Once in Every Life, recorded for the Beehive label in 1980, helped cement his legacy. Not only was Once in Every Life nominated for a Grammy that year, his only nomination, 15 years later, several tracks from this record made an appearance on the soundtrack of the Clint Eastwood romance The Bridges of Madison County. Eastwood was a fan, and this inclusion sparked a mini-revival of interest in Hartman's music. To close off this Johnny Hartman tribute, let's hear one of those songs now, a song that he also happened to record on his debut LP back in 1955. This is Johnny Hartman in 1980 with the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, I See Your Face Before Me, on Afterglow.
In a world of glitter and glow, in a world of tinsel and show, the unreal from the real thing is hard to know. I discovered somebody who could be truly worthy and true. Yes, I found my ideal thing when I met you. I see your face before me. Are my only dream. There is your face before me. You are my only thing. Now if you could see the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic. Dreams of you, it doesn't matter where you are, 'cause I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are, always. If you could see the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic. in all my dreams of you. Would that my love would haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
Johnny Hartman in 1980, off of one of his final LPs, the Grammy-nominated album Once in Every Life. That was the jazz standard I See Your Face Before Me. That recording was also featured in the 1995 Clint Eastwood film The Bridges of Madison County. Hartman would have turned 100 years old this week. And thanks for tuning in to this Johnny Hartman edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.